We have three different passages that we're looking at this morning, a couple segments of verses, and Boris and I are going to dive through those individually and rotationally in that sense. And we aim once again to honor the Lord. But hasn't this morning probably been a little bit what heaven's like? Only imagine we'll actually understand all of it. So once again, we come before the Lord this morning.
Well, 講係關於一啲財政嗰個預算2019年，Barry Fountain就會俾一份嘅表我哋去填啦。咁但係我哋填完之後就會將嗰份表嚟到交翻俾教會嘅嚇。咁今日呢一個嘅崇拜咧，係我哋喺講到呢一部分咧，就會有分英文同埋中文呢兩部分嚇。咁樣就中文同英文咧係唔係即時傳譯嘅係。英文有英文嗰個講道，中文有中文嘅講道，兩個講道咧係唔一樣嘅嚇。所以如果你知道有，你如果你識聽英文咧，覺得好似點解我嘅翻譯好似唔同嘅咧，其實係冇翻譯嘅嚇。Let's
pray, dear Father God, we thank you for this morning and all that you have gifted us with. We open your word for your guidance and once again for your purpose. In your name we pray, Amen.
親愛父神，我哋感謝你，我哋願意你嘅靈嚟到幫助我哋每一個人嚟到。 學習你自己的話語，打開我們的內心，接受你話語的無助，求你來到去帶領著我們，奉耶穌基督的名求，阿門。
So the first passage we're going to be looking at this morning is from Ephesians chapter 2. Barry actually read this passage as a part of the chapter a little more intensively, but for this morning we're going to start at verse number 14. For he himself is our peace, who has made the two groups one, and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by setting aside in his flesh the law with its commands and regulations. His purpose was to create to himself one new humanity out of two, thus making peace, and in one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross by which he has put to death their hostility. As I read this passage, it stood out to me that has God not been building the entire time humanity has known him? In the creation account, he built the heavens, he built the earth, he built the land, he rose it from the water, he built the garden, and out of chaos, out of nothing, brought to a stability. The Lord built the Old Testament law structure in place as a means of guiding, of protecting, of providing for the people in a society that had no framework whatsoever. And this creation that he had made, although placed in a specific plan with a specific purpose, fell into sin. So what was God's response when the pieces fell to be broken? To just keep building, just keep building. God saw that his people were continuing to separate themselves by language, by tribe, by continuing to push themselves away from each other and away from the Lord who created them. So God gave his son Jesus to heal the separation that men had made, to heal the separation that men and women had pushed apart from the law and from the Lord himself, and to build together so that no longer we would be separate. This division had grown amongst creation in a way that the Lord had never intended it to be. And it wasn't just against God, but it was retaliation against the Creator himself. And this division had grown to be more than just Israelites and not Israelites. But this division, even within the New Testament, grew to be those who followed the law to the full extent of the advice that was given by the Pharisees, and those who only just simply followed the law. At some point as humanity, we would lose the sight of what it was that the Lord was building towards. Lose sight of the divine understanding of who the Lord made us to be. And so what does God do in those moments? He continues to build. He sent his son Jesus not only to set aside the law that allowed people to feel justified in their own behavior and accomplishments, but to restore back to that image of the garden, where we would live with the Lord on a face-to-face relationship, to allow the perfect healing that was needed within this world from the division that we had made. Because what God's plan in Christ was to bring humanity back into that one and perfect relationship with him. God created so that we would be together.
在以弗所书的第二章十四至到十六节，因为基督自己是我们的和平，他使双方合而为一，拆毁在中间阻隔的墙，以自己的身体除掉了冤仇，除掉了律法上的诫命以及其中种种的规条，为要使双方在他里面成为一个新人，替造和平。他藉着十字架灭掉冤仇，又藉着十字架使双方成为一个身体，与神和复和。这里圣经很清楚讲到呢，耶稣基督是我们的和平，是他自己呢来到藉着他的身体呢来到替造一个人与人之间那种的和平。对于犹太人来讲呢，他们对外族人的看法是很不同。他们因为他们很紧张自己在律法上面那种的圣洁，他们很怕外族人呢来到污染了他们那个的生活上那种的圣洁。所以呢，犹太人这一种的对律法的看法呢，促使了他们对外族人那种的敌对的情绪。所以因为这样的时候，就形成了他们同外族人之间那种的疏离，或者是一种的仇恨。所以耶稣要做的，就是他要将在他的救恩的里面，将这些中间里面那些的阻隔的好像一埲墙的这样来到去拆毁。耶稣在怎样来到去做呢？其实就是耶稣是藉着他那个死在十字架里面，来到将所有这些的仇恨都化解了，也都是藉着他这个十字架呢，要人得到救恩的时候呢，使每一个族裔的人呢都将他成为一个合埋一个的身体里面，在这个藉着耶稣基督的时候，可以透过他的救赎呢同神可以重新的一次的和好。即是说呢，犹太人需要耶稣，外族人也都需要耶稣，因为呢现在呢耶稣那个的救恩呢是可以呢藉着他呢是使每一个人都可以接通得到的，就每一个人都可以有这个机会呢接受耶稣的救恩，不是再靠行为，不是再靠律法上的诫命。所以耶稣使所有人呢都有一个呢接通到这个救恩的渠道在里面，无论你是犹太人又好，外国人又好，或者是总之你愿意去相信的时候呢，都有这个渠道呢可以接触到这个救恩。因为耶稣基督这个缘故呢，使每一个人呢或者是这两个敌对的双方呢都可以在耶稣基督的救赎的里面呢找到他们可以合一的那个原因，因为大家都是信耶稣基督的救赎。所以在这个的新的救赎的里面呢，耶稣藉着他那个的死和救赎，叫两班很敌对的人呢可以走在一起，甚至可以化解到他们那个敌对的情绪。而耶稣讲到这个是他还要在这里成为创造一个他们一个新的人，就是新的意思呢，就是代表着有一些的改变，有一些的超越，就是这个超越是甚至是跟他们以前的那些都超越了，就是以前的不同跟以前不同。有什么不同呢？其实最重要就是人以种族和宗教为分隔的时代呢已经成为过去，就是在耶稣基督的里面再没有这些分隔，再不会因为你是犹太人，你是外国人，你是中国人，而可以呢大家彼此再 不相往来。但在耶稣基督的里面，这些一切的阻隔都消除了，而消除了这些阻隔的时候呢，人与人之间呢有一个新的一个大家可以彼此接纳那个的团体在里面。
Second passage we look at this morning is from Colossians 3:19 to 22. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile himself to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your own minds because of your evil behavior. But now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight without blemish and free from accusation. The truth is that each and every one of us were born lost. God designed this and he created our souls and placed them into a physical world. But the moment we crossed over from that, we have lost our connection to him because of the sin that we struggle with. Because the world, and so each and every one of us, constantly struggle with the desire of what we think and what we feel against what God desires and what God has made. And we are born into this struggle of pulling and desiring to pull away from the Lord. The truth is that this journey that we have begun of lost, of being lost, also continues with the Lord seeking and journeying to find. Because we not only have a God that made, but what is unique and powerful about our Lord compared to all the other religious alternatives is that our Lord pursues. Our Lord chases. God never lets exile or separation be the last word. Just as for the Israelites were wandering in the desert due to following their own ideas, just because the nation was captured by the Babylonians and taken into slavery, does not mean God ever abandons us to the trouble and situation that we find ourselves in an earthly way. God is always seeking to continue to move us forward into a place where we understand things better. We understand his love better, or we understand his plan and purpose better. And when we understand what that requires of us as individuals, as we seek to follow what he has for us. Christ, as he continues to build us and has continued to build, moves from the creation that he intended and changed into the plan and purpose that he has amidst the world that exists. As he constantly paints out for us individually and as a body, new purposes and new goals that are not set on what we can do or what we have, but are set on who we can reach and who we can assist the love of the Lord to change. And sometimes within our lives, as we seek and call upon the Lord, he allows us, being unique among all his creation, to be insightful enough to see the ways in which he is already at work around us. We don't need to pray for God to be involved. God is involved. We need to pray and be revealed to us how to be a part of that journey. And so the Lord seeks in his pursuit of us to continue to reveal himself through Scripture, through the history of accounts of the life of his son Jesus and all that led up to it and came after it. Through time of prayer, and not just as we meet together, but as we seek to invite the Lord each individual opportunity to speak into every thought and action that we have. And as we gather together for worship. And worship really truly is just how we respond to what it is the Lord has done. When we open ourselves to the work of the Lord. And through this relationship, we can be free from death. We can be made perfect and whole again. Free from accusation, redeemed of the faults that we have. For God is seeking to build in you what you have no hope of accomplishing on your own. And that is a grace and peace that is found in his arms. For God provides what he has designed us for.
我们之前刚才在以弗所书里面看到耶稣基督他自己就是这个和平，就是说这个和平是只有耶稣基督他自己一个才可以做得到。在哥罗西书1章20节那里开始讲到耶稣基督他这个和平有多么的超越的，这里面给我们来看到 1章20节哥罗西书的， 又藉着他使万有与自己和好， 无论是天上的是地上的， 都藉着他在十字架上流出的血， 成就了和平。你们从前与神隔绝，在思想上与神为敌，行为邪恶，但现在神藉着他爱子肉体身躯的死，使你们与他和他自己和好，为要把你们呈现在他面前是圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可指责的。这里讲到耶稣基督就是那个和平，只有他才有这个资格呢，来到可以呢将人和神之间的仇恨化解，就是说呢没有一个人可以做到呢好像耶稣基督所做的这个的这么重要的工作，没有一个人，只有耶稣他自己才可以成就这个和平。所以说耶稣他自己就是这个的和平，这个的 peace。所以这里讲到神耶稣基督在 有一个至高无上的权威在里面，无论在天上无论在地下，没有一个人高过他，因为他这个的身份呢这么高贵的时候，只有所以只有他才可以有资格呢成就这个的和平的，是吧？那当耶稣基督用他的血成就我们与神和好的时候呢，他这个的所成就的工作呢，不单止只是在地上，甚至这里讲到在天上的工作呢，耶稣基督这个的和平呢都一样，甚至在天上地下呢一样有这个的这个威力在里面，是吧？咁所以，俾我哋睇到咧，当我哋见到神耶稣基督呢个至高无上嘅权威同埋佢呢个工作嘅时候，就话俾我哋知道，哇！原来神嘅呢个工作咧，俾我哋其实系话喺以后咧，再冇任何嘅权势咧，可以伤害到我哋嗰啲喺耶稣基督里边嘅人。当耶稣基督有一个咁至高无上的权威的时候，无论天上地下一切的权柄呢他都可以克服到的时候，藉着这个他所成就的和平呢，他这个和平带给我们人呢，或者带给我们相信他的人，就说话给我们知道呢，再以后再没有任何的天上地下任何的权势呢可以伤害到那些属于耶稣基督的人。另外呢，在这里也都他讲到就话，究竟神点解要将我哋同神和好呢？佢有一个目的，和好嘅目的系，正如喺最后尾个节第二十二节里边所讲，系为咗将我哋咧呈现喺神嘅面前咧，系成为一个圣洁、冇瑕疵、无可指责嘅一个人。所以将圣经讲到，耶稣基督将所有嘅人，叫他们放在一个的身体里面，是一个新人。这个新人是什么呢？是超了我们以前自己做不到的事，就是我们能够在神的面前成为圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可指责的人。
And finally, Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 to 28. So in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. For all of you who are baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. There's neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor there's male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And thus we find ourselves this morning at the end of a service that I don't think, as far as I've been here, we've ever done something quite like this before. A multi-language, multi-message sermon that has brought our entire body together for the entire length of our worship. I think for some of us, this has been probably the first time that we've ever experienced something like this and has been really strange, out of the routine or ordinary, or for some of us, maybe even in a positive way, a little growingly uncomfortable. But the truth is, Scripture that speaks that all of us are the children of God who are known by our faith and our commitment to Him. We would desire to see ourselves not just as different ministries within the same church, but one body with one purpose, to seek what the Lord would do for His kingdom in the community around us, to find the blessing of the Lord and the Holy Spirit in and amongst us as we seek to gather in His name and in His presence. By looking at the life of Jesus, we can see that He lived life to the complete form. By living as Jesus called us to live, we will learn to not see any differences between our faith community. neither Jew, Gentile, slave, free, male, or female, which may have been a little more culturally relevant back then, but maybe today, neither young, old, rich, poor, ethnic, or different ethnic. We have all been made, called, gifted, and equipped by the Holy Spirit through the word of the Lord to seek an opportunity to grow as Christ has led us to grow for the work that he has prepared us. Some of us within the body might be hands, others hearts, some feet, but we are all one through what Jesus Christ has done. And as we seek to follow God's commands for us, we learn that this is a journey that we will take together, a journey that will lead us to places that we did not quite expect, but it will lead us to a place where we desire to link arms with our brothers and sisters in faith, to recognize the truth of what Jesus has done, which was all to create one body with one pure and holy relationship with him, as was intended within his creation.
最后在加拉太书第3章26至28节，事实上你们藉着信心在基督耶稣里全都成为神的儿女。 因为你们所有受洗归入基督的人都穿上了基督，绝不分犹太人或希腊人，绝不分奴仆或自由的人，绝不分男的女的，因为你们全都在基督耶稣里合而为一了。最后讲到是耶稣基督用他自己的身体拆了很多的墙。我们可能来到去看的时候，我们仍然可能在我们的家庭，或者甚至我们 周围的环境里面，可能我们仲有很多的墙需要去拆，但圣经里面告诉我们知道，有很多墙是可以拆得到的。在加拉太书里面，他勉励我们，当我们归入耶稣基督的时候，劝勉我们都穿上耶稣基督这一份的，好像将耶稣基督穿在我们身上一件的衣服一样。 他这个是告诉我们知道穿上耶稣基督的意思，就是你要活出好似耶稣基督一样，你要活出他那种的美德，你要活出他那种的主张，你要活出他那种的价值观。耶稣基督做了什么？耶稣基督在这拆墙，耶稣基督在拆毁很多人与人之间很多的分开的这些令到人分开的这些墙在里面。 这里他在这里讲到，如果我们在耶稣基督的里面，我们再没分是犹太人或者希腊人或者是奴仆或者是自由的人，男的或者女的，就是无论我们中间有些什么的分歧，在耶稣基督的里面都可以去被消除。无论是我们在什么阶级，甚至是我们做些什么，甚至语言种种，我们都可以呢， 将这些隔阂来到去消除。我们看到在这三段的圣经里面来到提醒我们，人是有很多 difference， 即是人有很多的不同，但我们在耶稣基督的里面，我们所有的分歧都可以被消除。而我们努力的目标就是，我们在我们这么不同的生活的环境或者文化的里面，我们追求是大家在耶稣基督的里面可以成为一体， 可以将中间那种的隔阂来到去消除，来到去超越了我们人与人之间那种的仇恨的敌对的状态在里面。在这个新的人类的里面，是我们可以互相彼此接纳，互相彼此因为耶稣基督是基于同一个信心信仰的缘故，我们可以在耶稣基督所创造的这个环境里面，很和谐的这样来到去生活，也都是透过这种的生活， 令到我们呈现给我们自己是一个圣洁无瑕疵的一个群体，来到给我们的神。
Let's pray. Dear Father God, we thank you for this day and this opportunity that we have to freely come together as your body. Lord, continue to reveal to us as we seek your wisdom how and what it is that you have prepared for us within this community and within this body. Lord, we thank you for this time. In your name we pray. Amen.
超乎上，我们感谢你，俾我们两个会众可以喺今日有机会一齐嘅嚟到敬拜你，用唔同嘅语言，甚至系唔同嘅风格嚟到去敬拜你。 我们求神你来到去祝福我们教会，来到将我们不同的文化都可以藉着基督的缘故，我们一起的努力为到你的角度来到去服侍你。我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名求，阿们。
And now, as you go this week, we invite everyone to remain for a time of fellowship after, and may once again the Lord continue to bond your heart as a part of His great community.
在这一段的时间，我们建议大家要留下一起，大家彼此有一种有团契的机会，可以留下跟大家来到去互相的认识。